Next item is conditional use number 1920, Collins 54 LLC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a motion put together. I'd like to read into the record now. And Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve conditional use 1920 for Collins 54 LLC for a storage garage for trucks and equipment and a parking area based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Those reasons being the proposed conditional use is generally an extension of the applicant's business operations that have existed on its adjacent property for many years. The applicant has stated that access to this property will also be through the existing business. Two, this is an appropriate expansion of the applicant's business. Three, the project, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Four, the operation of the business will not generate a significant increase in traffic or noise. This recommendation for approval is, however, subject to the following conditions and stipulations, them being that A, the use shall be for vehicle and equipment storage inside the storage building and outside parking of employee vehicles. No other outside storage shall be permitted. B, any security lights shall be screened so that they do not shine on neighboring properties. C, no chemicals or other hazardous materials shall be stored on the premises. D, one lighted sign, not to exceed 32 square feet in size per side, shall be permitted. E, the final site plan shall indicate all parking spaces and driveway areas. F, as stated by the applicant, access shall be via the existing entrance to Brazier's Pest Control from Road 389 with an internal driveway to the site. G, any dumpsters or trash receptacles utilized on site shall be screened from neighboring properties or roadways. And Mr. Chairman, if I could just clarify something before I read my final point. It was a clarification that was skillfully brought out by Mr. Johnson. Back under C, no chemicals or other hazardous waste materials shall be stored on the premises. That was, we were excluding from that the chemicals that are normally kept on the bodies and beds of the truck. We meant the other. That was the intent of this motion.
Should that be, that should be noted, probably.
I think you
yeah.
want to note
that. I want to note that under
amend,
C.
You want to amend C?
Correct. Yes. The C, no chemicals or other hazardous materials shall be stored on the premises except chemicals as are normally found on the service vehicles. And finally, condition H, the site plan shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1920, Collins 54 LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, let the record show that I abstained. I was not at the public hearing.
All right, so Mr.
Mr. Chairman, also for the record, let it note that I was not at the public hearing, but I did listen to the tape.
Okay. Then you are voting on the motion.
Yes, I am.
Second.
Mr. Lang, please reflect that the motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Burton abstaining.
Thank you.
Our next item.